Vancouver Rundown for Thursday, March 27, 2025. A direct attack on Canada. That's how Prime Minister Mark Carney describes Donald Trump's newly announced 25% tariffs on most auto imports to the U.S. Those tariffs are expected to start April 2nd, when most other Canadian exports are hit. Carney says the tariffs will hurt the Canadian auto sector, but retaliatory action may soon be introduced. Other news, lower mainland gas prices have bumped up again less than a week before BC scraps the consumer-based carbon tax. Many stations in Metro Vancouver had regular gas selling at over $1.80 a liter. Stations in the Fraser Valley were slightly lower, but still up from recent prices. Industry experts say the higher prices can be attributed to a lower Canadian dollar and an uptick in demand during spring break. Metro Vancouver transit users will soon be paying about 4% more for fares. It is the largest hike in more than 4 years for bus, SkyTrain, and CBus users, and will come into effect on Canada Day. An adult day pass, by the way, is now about $12. McBarge has sunk. The iconic but long-since derelict floating Expo 86 McDonald's restaurant has capsized at its Fraser River mooring in Maple Ridge. Most of the iconic barge was below the waterline on Wednesday, but there's no word on what happened. The barge served as a McDonald's restaurant during Vancouver's 1986 World Exposition. Morning showers giving way to clouds and gusty wind on Thursday afternoon. Showers on Friday and Saturday. For all the details on these local Vancouver area stories, along with those links, go to VancouverRundown.substack.com.